Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed the research of Jessica Vores-Norris, a PhD candidate in forensic chemistry at UVA, who has developed a method for handling rape kit evidence that reduces part of the DNA analysis time from 24 hours to as little as 30 to 45 minutes. In today's show, adapted from an article written by Brevi Cannon, General Assignment Writer for UVA's Office of Public Affairs, we discuss the research of Ron Williams, a professor of electrical and computer engineering, and his team's research of how to make more intelligent climate control systems to aid in energy efficiency. It's not a new energy-saving concept to turn down your thermostat at night or leave your air conditioner off when no one is home. A University of Virginia research team plans to take that concept to the next level by using automated sensors and sophisticated software to enable heating and cooling systems to respond to the number of occupants in a room at any given time. The research team, which recently won a new UVA Collaborative Sustainable Energy Seed Grant worth about $30,000 to investigate how to make more intelligent climate control systems, includes Ron Williams, a professor of electrical and computer engineering, fellow electrical computer engineer Paxton Marshall, John Quayle, an assistant professor of architecture and director of UVA's ongoing ECO-MOD project, which involves studies of the energy efficiency of modular housing prototypes, and Cheryl Gomez, UVA's Director of Utilities. Williams said, "The volume of outside air that must be heated or cooled when 20 people are in the room is double that needed for 10, opening the possibility for significant energy savings from a climate control system that can respond to occupancy. The most cost-effective measures to ensure adequate energy supplies and reduce greenhouse gas emissions come from energy conservation, rather than new energy technologies." Williams went on to say, "The idea of intelligent building control has been around since the 1970s. Only in recent years have computers and network technology become so powerful and inexpensive that they could potentially be widely implemented in buildings at costs that could be justified in energy savings. Because the overall electric supply system is only about 33% efficient from fuel to end use, a one-unit reduction in consumption saves 3 units of new energy supply." Williams has estimated that occupant sensing technology could produce as much as a 9% energy savings during the heating season, but said he would be happy with even 2 to 3% energy savings. To help keep down the cost of such systems, the UVA research team will create a sophisticated but simple to customize computer model of a building space that accounts for how the occupants and outside temperatures impact heating and cooling needs. The team will monitor one university space, a student activity room called the Forum in the Observatory Hill Dining Hall, seeking to better match the amount of heating and cooling of the space to the precise number of occupants without diminishing their perceived comfort. Williams said, "The schedule of reservations for the room will be used as a starting point for predicting occupancy. The team will install sensors, probably video cameras with image recognition software, to detect the comings and goings of people. The team will correlate the occupancy data, predicted and actual, with measurements of air temperatures, inside and outside, air flows, and electricity usage, to gradually improve their software model and controls. The detecting poses several challenges. Since people often come and go through the double doors in large groups and clumps, sometimes in both directions at once," Williams said, "it's straightforward engineering, but, like the iPod, there are a lot of little problems that have to be overcome to make it all come together. I actually view this as more of an embedded computing and information management problem rather than an energy management problem." Gomez said that she hopes that energy savings realized by this research can eventually be implemented more widely around grounds. About one-third of the university's 13.3 million square feet of space in about 550 buildings, has been built or renovated since 1999, meaning the climate control systems are modern enough that they would benefit from intelligent building controls. In much of the rest, the heating and cooling systems are antiquated or in need of upgrades and would be largely unresponsive to short-term thermostat changes. Gomez went on to say, this problem has not yet been addressed aggressively. Other low-hanging fruit offered more energy savings for lower costs, like installing fluorescent bulbs, LEDs, and low-flow fixtures across grounds. Reducing climate control costs may be one of the next targets for saving energy at UVA. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us for our next show, when we will discuss the research of Sylvia Salinas Blemker, an assistant professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering who is trying to identify the reasons and mechanics of hamstring pulls. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.